Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide.
2020.
We got some really unexpected big news on Monday. Scott Taylor, the former U.S. congressman from the 2nd District here in Virginia, announced on Fox News Channel, which is kind of a big get in the TV world, that he's going to run for the U.S. Senate against the incumbent senator, Mark Warner. And we talked about it on Monday and talked about it on Tuesday. Scott Taylor is with us now live on the air to reiterate that he's running. And Congressman Taylor, I'm really glad to have you here. Tell me how this all came about, because I got to check my sources, because a lot of my friends said that they were caught off guard by this. Did you tell people you were going to do it, or was it a secret? Or?
Well, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Great to be with you and all your listeners out there. We basically, after the last election, I didn't know what I was going to do. I was kind of looking at different avenues. Mm-hmm. Some of it was commercial consulting. I'm doing some of that now, some clean water technology. And the president told me he wanted me to be ambassador to Qatar. So that was on the table potentially. And then we were kind of looking at, all right, am I done with elective office? And, mm-hmm. and I've been obviously a state delegate and then U.S. congressman. Quite frankly, I've spent a lot of time over the past few months with my family and my son specifically. And everywhere I go around here, in gas stations, grocery stores, running down the beach, people are constantly like, you got to run again. You got to run again. You got to go. You got to do it. And so I just had some self-reflection and I'm not done yet. Not done serving. Mm-hmm. And we sort of evaluated the two avenues in terms of, re-election in my House seat or for U.S. Senate. And mm-hmm. it just made the most sense for me personally. And I think we have a crisis of leadership in Virginia right now. Mm-hmm. And I think Washington's broken. There needs to be a change in the Senate.
It's interesting that you mentioned that you contemplated running again for your old seat, because, usually, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, you're most vulnerable in that first reelection effort. People are not handing out money. Generally, you haven't built the network that you can over 4, 6, or 8, or 10 years. So, I don't mean to be rude to you, but you lost last time. It wasn't a blowout. It was tight. What, 51-48%?
Like 2 points. Yeah. 2 points.
Not a blowout, but not like 200 or 300 votes. What makes you think that it's smarter to run statewide than to try to seek that other seat if you really want to get back in the game?
Well, it's a good question. Look, politics, the math in politics is not the same as regular math,
Okay,
it doesn't always add up, and contrasts make fights, if you will. Mm-hmm. And, in my district, I actually think that the path, if I wanted to just go back to office, the easiest path is my district. It's a close swing district, mm-hmm. but in an election year with the president at the top, there's going to be more Republicans than Democrats, most likely. So I think that would be the easiest. But to me, it made more sense for me because, number one, I think that, like I said, I believe there's a leadership crisis in Virginia. I believe that Senator Warner, I like Senator Warner. I don't dislike him personally or anything like that. I think, he was a good governor. But I think it's pretty clear, not just what I think, but just his record has been very far left. It hasn't been bipartisan. It hasn't mm-hmm. been pro-business, which is sort of what he talks about. And I think that that's wrong. And I think the New York Times has a quote, and it encapsulates everything. And it says, Senator Warner has slogged through the Senate with few significant achievements. And I agree with that. And I'm also a term limit guy, and it's been 12 years. And I'm actually 12 years is my term limit. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like that made the most sense. And like I said,
you think you can raise money to battle this guy?
I do. I don't need as much as Senator Warner. Senator Warner far outspent Ed Gillespie, mm-hmm. who was a first-time candidate. I think he's outspent him, who knows, 4-5-1 or something like that, and he came within 1 point. So I don't need as much as Senator Warner. I think there are a lot of communities, and he's liked, don't get me wrong. I mean, but I was very popular in my district too, and I lost, right? So, mm-hmm. Again, electoral math is not the same as regular math, and I think there are communities around the Commonwealth who are not happy with him. I don't think they're happy with sort of the posturing on the Russia propaganda, where mm-hmm. he was, honestly, I think it was a breach in public trust where here's a serious guy. He's a serious guy, and he's on the Intel Committee, and he's privy to information that you and I are not. And he's on TV every week telling you that there's overwhelming evidence of collusion, traitorous behavior, and there's not. It's an illusion, and I think that is disqualifying, in my opinion. But
have you gone around the state?
I'm more than capable of raising money. I think we've raised $4 million just for the House seat. It will be around the country. It will be all over Virginia. And we will raise enough money to be competitive. I'm confident of that.
One of the things that's going to come up when people Google you, and the Democrats have made sure of this, is a rehash.
And they will continue to, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a website that attacks you for that fraud scandal. That's what they call it, about the forged signatures.
Sure.
Walk me in this 30 seconds. Tell me what happened and where things stand with that now, and why that's not, something that's just going to sink you.
Just like Senator Warner with the illusion of collusion, the Democrats spent millions of dollars basically lying to my constituents, defaming me. And I haven't turned off or closed the doors on defamation lawsuit either, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's very clear that was not true. I'm not being under any type of investigation. But what I will tell you is there were some lessons learned there, for sure, within our own campaign. And my promise to Virginia voters is this. I can't guarantee success, but our campaign will be deserving of it. It will be clean, it will be ethical, and it'll be efficient and effective.
You think you did anything wrong in that situation? Not, minimally not overseeing your staff? And that's that's me assuming that you didn't actively delve into it and instruct them to do that.
Look, just like any, of course not. Yeah,
okay.
100%.
Right.
No, I did not do that. Okay. Just like with any organization, I was a U.S. congressman, so I was very, very busy. I wasn't overseeing day-to-day stuff. So I trusted people who I thought I could trust in my campaign. Lesson learned. Everyone will be vetted. There's a new team in place. Mm-hmm. That will never happen again. But just like any organization, if you're at the top, whether you're top of a company, or you got your producers and they do something mm-hmm. that you didn't approve of, right? I mean, you can't control everything. So all I can do is, again, promise the voters, while we might not guarantee success, we'll be deserving of it.
Yeah. Statewide, you got a problem here in Virginia, because I don't think anybody can deny that the numbers in Northern Virginia, where, let's face it, voters are much more liberal than they used to be, and certainly compared to other parts of the state. But the whole state seems to have shifted. Maybe it's migration. Maybe it's a change in mindset. It's kind of shifted to the left, I think. And I've got some people who told me when I was talking to them about you on Monday that they mm-hmm. think you're not rock hard conservative. So, maybe on the one hand, if you're a moderate, you could win over some of those voters. Maybe. I don't know. But then you have a problem with your conservative base. How would you? I mean, I've dumped a lot on you there. What would you say?
I think it is. I think it's an excellent point. I think it is important that, for our conservative base and beyond that, and independence, that we're able to bring people together. Mm-hmm. I do have a record of that. I do have a record of supporting the LGBT community. I have a record of supporting the African-American community and criminal justice reform and things like that. I've spent years of my life in South and Central America. I have a fluency in Spanish. I spent years of my life in the Middle East, so I understand different cultures. And I think that one of the things that we have as a party, if we must reflect and be honest with ourselves, I think some of people aren't going to support you if they don't know that you care about mm-hmm. them, right? So I think some of our messaging has lacked the understanding of a changing demographic in mm-hmm. Northern Virginia. But a lot of those communities I've spent time with overseas, and I understand the culture, and I don't think that they are very liberal. I really don't. So I think that they need to be messaged they need to be felt that they care.
Those issues, are just talking about them kind of reaches out to other people. But what can you say to hardcore conservatives who want to know that you're with them when push comes to shove? Is there anything that you would say?
Sure. Well, of course. Look, I have a record of being conservative, both in the Virginia House,
like what?
And in the U.S. Congress.
Tell me two or three things.
When it comes to Second Amendment, when it comes to freedom of religion, being fiscally conservative, all those things. My record is absolutely searchable as a state delegate and a U.S. congressman. So, you know, we got primaried in the second district, right? And part of that reason was because of support of the LGBT community, but we still won by almost like 80%.
Scott Taylor,
conservatives are with us.
Scott Taylor, former congressman, and now the first announced Republican to take on incumbent U.S. Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat. I really appreciate you coming on and talking today, and I hope we'll talk a number of times as the months go by. Thank you.
Happy to do so. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.